아빠 캄닥 바래 칸닥 발리 남큰 신이 너르노 남카 존재 요마니 같은 신이 나 존노 신이 메 바타반 조 키서보송
The fifth chapter deals with the examination of the elements, and the verse cited here reads, prior to the traits defining space, there could not be the slightest space existing. If it were there before its characteristics, it would follow that it had no characteristics.
Oma pe chu tam che tongpa nye du xeba la Ngopo ma wa nam che chu tam che tongpa nye ma re Sai kam, chue kam, me kam, longa kam, namka kam te Kam nga rang yin chu tupa re Kam nga denpa tupa re Samgu yu re Lam na Tene te la kam nga Denpa ra ma tupa rang yin che ma tupa Xe kukudu Ti se na tene kam nga rang yin che ma tupa xeba re
The Madhyamaka masters taught the emptiness of all entities, the emptiness of all phenomena. Those who assert material existence of things and cling to it as real say, this is not so. Things are not empty because there are elements such as the element of earth, the element of water, the element of fire, the element of air, the element of space, which exist with their own makeup. And since they have this natural existence with their own essence, they exist. To which the Madhyamaka proponents respond that these five elements do not exist with a natural makeup of their own, and each of the elements is taken up one by one and examined. Here it is the element of space that is being examined for lack of true existence.
Tela tan joma yata nam ke sinyi yana sahi sahi tepa sahi sinyi sahi sikpa mei sinyi lin hin hirwa chu yin sinyi yang hin yuwa long sinyi dene
So to look at the defining characteristics of the four main elements plus space, being hard and solid are the characteristics of earth. Being hot and burning, hot and able to burn things, is the characteristic of fire. Being moist and cohesive are the defining characteristics of water. And being light and volatile or movable are the characteristics of air. And being empty and not clothed in anything or not covered by anything or unobstructed are the characteristics of space. Anything which is hard and solid it follows is earth, that which is hot and able to burn things. If anything that is has those characteristics follows it is fire. Something which has the properties of being moist and fluid, or moist and cohesive, it follows that it is water. And that which is light and volatile must be air. And that which has that which is unobstructed and which cannot, which does not block one's touch, or which cannot be touched, as follows is space.
Dina tan jung ye te jung yam khang a po te te kun zo tan do nang tan do yo na yang yang tak pa dem bar ma do pare te ne dem bar ma do pa rang yin je ma do pa jun tin de gombo lo drop je rik pe drop te song bare.
In a relative context, one can say that these four elements plus space exist, purely relatively speaking, but genuinely or correctly seen, they do not truly exist. And this lack of true existence is demonstrated and established through logical reasoning by the protector Nagarjuna.
Dini ta nam kan se ni mede pare nga chu me ke wang bo dan zog je parta la dibji me me ba te nam khare dibji yo na dene dibji te nam khamare.
So to look at the characteristics of space, they are basically the lack of anything blocking, or the anything cloaking or covering. If there is something if there is something covering or clothing an area, that is not space.
Tena dan nam gan seni te tongba yemba gonje ba gonji se ji te lam lakpan de pha chon ro na tene kawa yin na ro thub na go sa gonje ba go sa ye ba le tongba yemba zu jin ji ngo bo ma ba tene tene nam kha la nam ro por na nam ro ro ya ka go sa do ka ga ma do gonje ba ma de ba zu te na ma de ba te naam ka re tong kin gon ji la ma de pa naam kin sin ni re chön sa te de le min ka re se re chön sa min naam ka se re sen ye de ka re sen ye de kang ban nang ga naam ka ta te sen ye re kang ban nang ga naam ka te ne ban ban nang ga naam ka por ban nang ga naam ka tong ba te ra wo te je ra pa te sen ye re.
So the defining characteristics of space are that it is empty, that is to say, it has no physical form, and it is unobstructed, which means that if one moves one's hand through it, one's hand does not is not obstructed by anything, or does not touch anything. So, for example, an aeroplane passing through space would not be obstructed by anything. There's nothing stopping it from moving. So that is the next characteristic of space. And the third is that it is not it is not obscured by anything. It is not it is not clothed by anything such as form. So those are the characteristics. Then what about the definiendum? That is, so that was the definiens, that which is to be defined, consisting in the defining characteristics themselves. then what about the definiens, that which, in other words, that name which is used to describe what one has defined, that name is space. And then a specific example of what has been defined would be a space within a house, or the space found within a bumba, cup, in a cup or in a jar. So these, analyzing this subject, one needs to consider all three of these: the defining characteristics, the name which is used to point to what has been defined, and the examples illustrating what has been defined.
Mainly Namka said, Namka said, but the country chill cigarette. Kangbunang and Namkata. Then Namka cheaper change Lavia de Gogodua, but if Namkanang and Namkata. Then I was injured. Namkanang and Namkata, Namka said, but the Yago. Then change his cigarette.
Oh,
takes one.
Takes one.
Oh, yeah.
So what constitutes the definition here involves these three aspects of that which is defined, being in this case an emptiness which is free of obstruction and is not clothed or obscured by anything, and the definiens, or that which is used as the name describing what has been defined, is space, and the particular instances illustrating the point, or illustrate particular cases of what has been defined, would be represented by such cases as space within a house and so on. So one needs all three of these aspects.
Ming da bi ye, deni ming da bi ye se da ba som lan chen zong ye som si gre. Te chen go gu du ya. Ya.
So the process of defining involves the basis of designation for the names, as well as these three aspects of the excuse me, these three aspects of the definition, namely the traits.
Yeah.
The defining traits, the depicting name, and the base of the definition in the form of a particular instance of something being defined.
And the cups are Namkin Tinyi Narana Namka Jose Yoman Namkin Tinyi Tonghin Gonji La Madripa Ti Nguine Ti Nguina. Twins and Namka Jones,
Take some, huh?
Take some. Oh, yeah.
So then to look at what is stated in the verse, prior to the traits defining space, there could not be the slightest space existing. So if a space were there, but it were there before its defining characteristics of being empty, unobstructed, and unclothed, then one would be in the absurd position of a particular instance of space, like space within a house, not having the characteristics of being empty, unobstructed, and unclothed. So if that which is to be defined, if that which is to be defined, namely space, since that which is to be defined, namely space, cannot be there prior to its characteristics, and since the characteristics which define space could not be there prior to the space which it is defining, the two of them exist only in relation to each other, in mutual dependence to each other. And if it were the case that space, the space to be defined, could be there before its characteristics, or if the characteristics could be there before the space which it is defining, then a particular instance of space would be devoid of the very characteristics which define space. So, for example, the space inside of a house would lack the characteristics of space. And therefore, the two, that which is to be defined and the characteristics defining it, can only exist in mutual dependence upon each other. They have no existence from their own side as a truly existent entity. So if we relate this argument to fire, if the defining characteristics of being hot and combustible, or hot and able to burn something, were there prior to the fire which they defined, or if the fire being defined were there prior to the characteristics of being hot and burning which define it, then and a particular example of fire, for example, a sandalwood fire, would not be able to exist. And therefore, so the conclusion then is that fire cannot exist from its own side as something in and of itself. So to look at how water does not exist with its own makeup, since if the defining characteristics of being wet and cohesive are not present, there is no water, and if that which is to be defined, namely the water, is not there, there will be no defining characteristics of something being wet and cohesive, and therefore the particular case in question, namely water as such, does not exist with its own makeup. To associate this with, to relate this to air, since the thing being defined, namely air, is not present prior to its defining characteristics of being light and volatile, then the characteristics which define it, being light and volatile, are not there prior to the air which it is defining, and therefore air has no makeup of its own. And therefore, the name air and the base of designation for that name exist only in mutual dependence upon each other. Neither of them exists from its own side with its own natural makeup. To relate this to earth, the defining characteristics of earth are being hard and solid, hardness and solidity. Since that which is being defined, namely the earth, is not there prior to its defining characteristics of hardness and solidity, and the defining characteristics themselves are not there prior to what they are defining, namely the earth. Therefore, earth has no constituting nature.
Tenyi mon tor mon tor, tenyi mon tor ngar ngar tor, tsui zang ngor wa yu mai, tsui zang korwa ngar tor, tenyi mon tor yu mai, tesir korwa ang tenjir zang, korwa tenjir zang si ya kor, dekso wa?
Dekso.
Oh hai.
If we relate this to samsara, the defining characteristics of samsara are ignorance and delusion, or mong. Mong is a synonym for ignorance. It literally means darkness, like mental darkness. So if we translate it literally, prior to the defining characteristics of mental darkness and delusion, samsara, which is being defined, does not exist. And since that which is being defined, namely samsara, does not exist prior to... since that which is being defined, namely samsara, does not exist prior to mental darkness and delusion, which are defining it, therefore, samsara is merely a set of interrelated or interdependent connections.
Tene mo yin tse ni na xin tong ko ba se re. Tse me lo la ma xie pa tong ko ba. Ina te kukpa la cha gu ma re. Kukpa la ma cha na yin tse ta mo yin tse ni li ya gre. Na xin tong ko mo yin tse ni se. Te la jia na na xin tong Nahi Tengu Naruto Munichon Ze Yumai. Tunza Maya Naruto Nahi Tengu Yumai. Tesser Mayang Ten Nansami.
Agazo.
Oh, yeah. Prior to now we're relating this to humans, so the defining characteristics of humans are the ability to speak and to understand the meaning of things, or the meaning of what is said. And this definition does not apply to those who are mute, are not able to speak, but in general it applies to humans. So we can say prior to the defining characteristics of a human, namely being able to speak and understand the meaning, there, that which is being defined, namely being human, does not exist. And prior to that which is being defined, namely human, the defining characteristics of being able to speak and understand meanings do not exist. Therefore, humans are mere appearances.
This is not a kind of language, Oma bala kanga denba trupa, chutam che tongba rmente te, kanga denba trupa sersi lamna, kanga yang denba rma trupa re.
So, that establishes the reasoning for why the five elements do not exist with a substantial nature of their own. So if one thinks that it does not follow that all phenomena are empty because there are five elements having their own constituting nature, this is not so. This has now been disproved. So during the meditation, one analyzes the five elements with one's prajna, with one's knowledge, and thereby discovers their lack of substantial nature, and then rests within that lack of substantial nature. So then the sixth chapter contains the following verse, which deals with an analysis of desire and the one who has the desire. The desire and the desirous one. And the verse reads, since these referring to desire, and the desire is one. Since these are duly proven simultaneous, would you not want them separate as well? Since things have not been proven separate, they are not proven simultaneous.
Tandi junsen karre sena ndaycha te semsong re semle soma re chakpa te tso sem re yang tso sem tang kansa nika liya gano penna ndaycha che sena ndaycha cheba pusa re tata che tang go re di sena ndaycha tang ndaycha cheba pu kansa ni de tu na choba re Deutsche Lam, Kasi, Deutsche Mina, Kansa de Chakin, Dujato Mare, Kansa de Chakin, Kansa Chakin, Matuna, Deutsche Yayo Mare, Deutsche Tang Chakin, Ni Tun, Trubesena, Dene Tanda, Deutsche Tang Chakin, and Yiji Madubari.
So, to look at desire, it is one of the 51 mental factors, or mental derivatives, that is to say, it is a factor which arises from or derives from mind. So it's called a mental derivative or a mental factor. And then the one who has the desire, that refers to principle mind, the term principle mind, the main set of consciousnesses. So the one who has the desire is principle mind. The desire itself is a derivative of mind. And one does not find that the mind which has the desire separate from the desire which is possessed. The desire and the mind possessing it exist only in relation to each other. One would not have desire without a mind having it. One would not have a mind. One would not have a mind having desire if it didn't have any. So the two can only exist in mutual dependence upon each other, and together. The mental derivative and the mind constitute the individual. But since the individual having the desire and the desire itself can only exist in mutual dependence, one could say desire has no natural makeup, has no substantial nature. Since the desire is not there previous to a mind having the desire, and since the one having the desire is not there previous to the desire, neither of them exists with a nature of its own.
Deutsche Chakin la Tuching, Chakin Yang Deutsche la Tepe Nika Tinjong Nangzai Rangin Movutroba Dorsam.
Dumbo Ducha
Ducha Chakin La Tuhin Chakin Jacaza La Tuba Ducha Chakin La Tuhin Chakin Ducha La Tusser Chakin Ducha La Tusser
Here.
Do not drop a matopa. Do drop something matopa. Do drop nonsense matopa.
To drip nong some matok pa, ngô drip a dul some me.
Attack that is. You have a chin to
check. Since desire is there independence upon the individual having the desire, and since the individual with desire is there dependent upon the desire, other than a mere appearance which is mutually dependent, other than a mere mutually dependent appearance, there is not even an atom of something existing with a constituting essence.
Malam to docha lute de chakin yagre, chakin lute de docha yagore mato, nansare mato, ne yomare, tendaur. They gained the new moon tamte kanga lajar to control last of a kanga lajar.
So for this reason, that since the desire and the one having the desire only exist in this relative dependence upon each other, it is like the situation in a dream. In a dream, someone who is desirous, a passionate person, only exists in relation to having desire. Right. And the desire in the dream only exists in connection with a passionate person. And therefore, it, other than being a mere appearance, there is nothing actually there with an essence, with a solid essence. And the same is the case with all disturbing emotions, or kleshas, such as anger and so on.
Dinner. Mulam don't do chat and chucking the takpa the means and the tope takpa sang but the Hindu, the new woman lolam, the chat and chucking the means and the tope takpa sang remato, rangum movie doors and madopo.
So just as these are cases in which all phenomena are merely names and mere imputations through concepts, so the Madhyamaka masters say that any sort of phenomena whatsoever, other than being a mere collection of names which have been designated through concepts, it is necessarily established that there is no there is nothing existing with an essence of its own. There is not even a single atom having a substantial nature.
Tegi the tomola jana, tomola tute,
So if we relate this to stupidity, it is dependent upon stupidity that there is a stupid person. And in dependence upon there being a stupid person, there is stupidity. And therefore, neither of these exists with a constituting essence, making it something in itself. So one has
this and Nika Madropa, Nika Madropa, Mamekpa, Hirab Yang Tape Mamekpuri.
So there has to be someone there having the stupidity in order to speak of someone as being stupid. If the stupidity is there, then there is someone being stupid as well. So that neither of these exists on its own side, separate from each other. They are said to be non-existent. They do not provide an object of focus, which means that even if one were to apply one's prajna, one would not be able to find either as something separate from each other.
Control
chuchin.
Control chuchin. Control chin chuchin. Yang da ba ma drop de tu drop yin bese. Tu drop yin bese de 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 tam ba. Tu drop yin bese de. Control
So if we apply this to anger, we'll present this in the form of a syllogism. Given anger and an angry individual, these do not exist genuinely because they only exist in dependence upon each other, since the anger exists only in relation to someone having the anger, and someone having the anger exists only in relation to the anger. Or an angry person exists only if there is anger present. And therefore, they do not exist with a substantial nature of their own. We could also apply this to jealousy. and a jealous person. So since there is no jealousy existing, if there is not a jealous person, they're having it. And one would not be a jealous person if one did not have jealousy. The two exist only interdependently, and neither of them, and therefore, neither of them exists. Both of them are empty. Relatively speaking, there is a mere appearance, as in a dream.
Tado semnam matong na, tado jinan tong manjur. Tado semnam matong na, tado kasem tong manjur. Tado semnam matong na, tado jinan tong manjur. Semin tong manjur zebri. Tado jinan matong na, Tado tongo ni majoro. Tesser ni ka mingzami. Tado tang, tado jin se jide mingzami.
Yeah. Dekab su tadok sim la matong na sena.
Tadok sim tongo yuwe chelang.
No.
Tongo ma dowa?
Zub chen ma.
Tadok sim ma tong na tadok jin kandisi tongo re. Tongo ma. Tadok jin ma tong na tadok sim yang tongo ma.
No.
Tadok jin ji zog tongo na ma do yin na kanyang tongo ma dowa?
No.
Re. Zog zam da da zam na tan ting de tado jin la jiba zog re yin tong ma re. Take song ah?
Take song.
Oh hi.
This is then presented in a verse which says, in which Rinpoche says, if one is not able to see the mind of, if one is not able to see the jealous mind, one is not able to see the one having that jealousy either. And if one is not able to see, you cannot see this jealous mind, and therefore you do not see the jealous person. What do you mean you don't see the jealous person? You see the form, you see the form of the person, and based on the form and the signs that that form is demonstrating, you then deduce that there is jealousy. But this is an inferential conclusion of your concepts. It is not something you are seeing with your eyes. So therefore, both the jealous mind and the jealous, the one having the jealousy, are names that one is applying conceptually. And therefore, the jealous mind and the one having it are just names which are applied conceptually. They do not truly exist, or they are not actually established as existing.
No.
No. It is the same in the case of pride and someone having the pride.
Ngaja sen na mantong bar ngaja jin do ngaja jin do to pan de so ji nam do thur ba yin so si ji we nam do thur ba ngaja sen na mantong bar ngaja jin do to pan de so ji nam do thur ba yin phak pa de dan thur ma ja
No. If one is not able to see the proud mind, then someone having the proud mind is just a concept. And due to this, ordinary beings are deluded or become confused. But since one is not able to see the proud mind, and the one having the pride is just a concept, realized beings are not confused. So when the proud mind itself is not something that one is able to see through one's sensory consciousnesses, and therefore to say there is a proud person is just a name that one is associating with that person based on one's own thoughts. As in a dream, where one might see the form of someone and have an idea in the dream that due to the signs that this form is demonstrating, there must be a proud mind behind it. But in the dream, that would be merely a string of names conceptually designated, and there would be no proud mind being seen, and therefore no proud person being seen. There would be just an activity of applying names. There is a verse by Shantideva in the Bodhisattva-vatara in speaking about afflicted states of mind, kleshas, which analyzes these in terms of their position, their location, and goes into the point that afflicted state of mind is not located in the object that one is afflicted with respect to, nor is it located in the faculty which is perceiving that object, nor is it located somewhere in between, and therefore it has no actual location. So there is a verse describing this in meter, but here Rinpoche has just given the sense of it.
Tajur ko na meto le mikpe, meto le khenpen docha chuchin, rengin ji mite, docha te meto ke ten la yami, wangpu ten la yami, tenyi ji pala yam marubase. Ho dir.
Oh.
Diksuma.
Diksuma. To give an example in syllogistic form, given desire due to attachment to a flower, it is not really constituted. It has no real existence because that desire is not located within the object of desire. It is not located in the faculty perceiving the object, nor is it located somewhere in between, and therefore it has no a substantial nature.
Then they cause so the linking city the deja da chakin linking the tropa chick the tropa te thade le tu gobundo thade yimba te lin ji le tu gobundo de se na dacha dacha kin te tene lin ji toba yamare thade yan toba yamare han kar re rang ji je maru par tik so
Because the lynchics in a
niche
do chick and drop.
Lynchic sejate, lynchic sejate, chick the drop.
No,
chick the drop.
No.
When in the chat, I check in the chick the drop over the wall.
No.
Lynchic to lynchic in but the tadella to go over it. Tade in by a lynchic to go. This is a chitta, tade the lynchic madobre.
So in the verse that has been presented here in the text, the main terms are simultaneous and separate or discrete. And the meaning of simultaneous there is of two things existing as one. So they become the same. Existing at the same spot in time, they would have to be the same. They have to be one thing. And establishing them as being simultaneous in the sense of having the same identity could only be done in relation to establishing them as separate, since being one can only be established in relation to being separate. And since one does not find a simultaneous existence which is anything other than a comparison to separateness, it does not exist with its own nature.
Pena mo jadan tong la so pa te thade re sana mo jadan tong la so pa te thade yin bi jun sin kar re lu tu gu no mo jadan tong te re re ni thade yin na re re ni thade yin sana Rere ne thade indu, tene rere ne chik re, rere ne chik yang, chik yinba ta thade yinba nika chagare. Ma jate, ma mambo thade yinsa na, ma mambo thade yinba te kare le tu ore, yin le tu gugudugue. Pena ma nga andrawo chi yuna, ma nga po te thade yinna, thade yinba te, tene,
I'll try. So the question is, how does one figure out whether we are talking about separateness or oneness? If you have a group of 100 people or 1,000 people, on whom does it depend whether they are separate or single? If you take each one of them one by one, you'd say they're single. But since you're talking about 100 people, you say they're separate. that's probably not it. Let's take five people. So if they are separate, five separate people, then one could, for example, have one of them in the middle and four others around them. Then in dependence upon the four others, one could say there is one in the center. In dependence upon the one in the center, one could say there are four around. So if you take the whole group, then calling them separate is only in dependence upon each of them being taken separately, in which case you're looking at one. Each of them separately is each one. So each of the one, each of the units is established in relation to the group, and the group is established in relation to the units. So one cannot have either of them separately. So if we take this group of 100 people, if they are discrete, if they are discrete, separate people, then how does one establish that? You could take one of them and say, this one is separate in relation to the 90 others. So one only establishes the separateness of the one in relation to the group of 90. So when you take a particular individual out of the group, then seen from the perspective of that person, he or she himself would be separate. But when you look at the whole group, then you cannot establish the separateness except in relation to the group. So, since there is... Yeah. Isn't that what I'm saying? In relation to the person himself, that person is one. And in relation to the group, that person is separate. Yeah. So... the oneness or the separateness of that person does not exist except when you, as a comparative norm.
Dodona, Tikonala, Tikonala, Linking Neba Yomare, Nimabus and Linking Neba Yomare, Nisoso in a young Linking Neba Mavare. Tik Tikula Linking Neba Mavare, Linking Nes, Ejete Nilas of Yugo. Chick chick pull a linching nearby my very young. Tene yang tade yena linjing neba mebare. This is not linjing neba sije de madobare. Linjing neba chichi yang tabar mete. Ki kona la ni mebe linjing neba mela. Ni yena tade yembe linjing neba mebare. Then linjing neba sije de madobare. Ya. Chik tere.
Another way of approaching this would be in terms of the way the terms are used in the text of simultaneity or discreteness. And if there is only one there alone, then one cannot speak of there being a simultaneity. And if there are many there together as several things, as several separate things, then one can also not speak of them as being simultaneous, because for them to be simultaneous, they would have to be one. And in being separate, they are not one. So given one thing alone, it cannot be simultaneous, because there are not two. And given two things, they cannot be simultaneous because they are not one.
Dina ta chu tam de mlam ta bare mlam do so so le ne pa ye yo ma re ngi ne chi de ne pa e le chi ne pa ye yo ma re nang sam le ta te ra wala ta ji.
So if we consider all phenomena, they are like a phenomena experienced in a dream, where there might seem to be several things there as being separate, but if they are there as separate, they are not one thing, and if they are one, they could not be separate. We should examine this carefully in connection with all phenomena.
Tan Rabzi Dumbale, Razi Dumba Jeva than Nepa than Jigba, Jinni Jigba Takba Le, Tiki Jigre. Malan Jigin, Jumajin, Tizet on Jigin, Tigin Jigan, Tigin, Tigin Ton Jigba Song, Jizabason.
The seventh chapter deals with the examination of birth, arising, staying, and disintegration, and is described in the words of the text in the following way: as with dreams and just as with illusions, and as it is with cities of Gandharvas, so it is with arising as is taught, and so with staying, and so with disintegration.
Then Oma be two times a tongue bunny, the Jeva la, Umabe. Two times a tongue bunny, take a marriage, Jeva, than Nepa, than Jigba, some you ever said. Money you ever said, Samna, that Jen and Jigba, some madubare. Jeva, Jigba la Tugo. Jigba mean a Jeva young mare. Jigba young, Jeva la Tugo. Pinch in tuna drogo. Then it would never be young. Tangbo Jeva than Tarangaqua la Tugubesena, Jenin Jigba Som Yang Dagba Madubare.
So, if a materialist were to confront the Madhyamakas and say, your proposition about all phenomena as being empty of substantial nature does not follow, because there is arising, staying, and ceasing. The Madhyamaka practitioner would answer, arising only comes about in relation to disintegration. Disintegration is in relation to arising, and what is in between staying is only in relation to an arising and ceasing. And therefore, None of these exist with their own nature.
Pena jeba tang jeba te me che che da wo la jan na nam be lo la jeba nga se khe le ba re ta ten da wo se na tang bo jeba te sim chin ji khe go ndo sim chin je ma khe na sim chin ji je ma re sim chin ji khe ba te yang yang je go ndo tang bo ma chin ni khe ma re ti se na che che te tu do yin be se na kunzop to malam ta bo yo na yang yang ta bo ma do ba re de ba
na For example, if we take the birth and disintegration of a person and relate this to earlier and later lives, in order to have a later life one, and be born again in a later life, one would have to die. But in order to die, one has to be born first. So death and birth only exist in relation to each other. In a relative sense, one can say they have relative existence, but truly seen, they are not established with an actual existence of their own. They have only comparative conceptual existence.
This dina dina ngubo kande ina jeva tang gakpa ti jeva ti gakpa latu gubare gakpa mina keche ngaman gakpa mina sama chiga mare gakpa yang jeva latu gubasena chigi chig latu gubasena rangu ngubu troba rangsuk tu troba rangu ngubu troba yin la tu ma gu pa rang ga ngo bi tro ba me ba re ti se na te ne ta yang ta kwa jeng ga ma do ba re yang ta par jeng ga ne ba ta tra ba re
So if we take any entity to speak of it as being as arising and ceasing can only be established in relation to each other. For example, if we take an instant, the arising of a later instant can only be established in relation to the ceasing of a previous instant. And since they do not exist separately, but only as comparative terms, they do not exist with their own constituting essence, each of them would not be able to exist by its own power. Neither of them would be able to exist without dependence upon the other. And therefore, in reality, or authentically understood, they are all things are free of arising, staying, and ceasing.
Malan chejin joman yin tse tonjer chejin do somare malan cheje chetawa yin de chenga zogre tse tonjer chetawa yin de chenga zo malan chetawa yin de chenga zo wa joman chetawa yin de chenga zo wa tse tonjer yin de chenga zogre somare te kunzop de chenga chenga tonsor kunzop de chenga yosor somare
So, since it is such that things do not really arise, stay, and cease, then how is it that they seem to do so in a relative context? And that is what is described in the text when it says, as with dreams, there is an arising and ceasing in the same sort of way that there is in dreams. And just as with illusions, there is arising and staying and ceasing of the illusory production, the illusory phenomenon. And similarly, as the cities of Gandharvas, any arising, staying, and ceasing that seems to occur is like the arising, staying, and ceasing of a city of the Gandharvas, a castle in the sky.
Mulam Juma Chigento Chenga Dembar Madropchan. Dembar now a tokpese Namdok daughter. This is Namdo Triba Hik.
Shik said
Higuvno. Namdo Triba Hikuvno.
Oh, that's right. To say this in verse form, just as in dreams and just as with illusions, arising and ceasing do not truly exist, and yet from the point of view of one's concepts they appear to be true. Therefore destroy this delusion that goes with the concepts.
What is that? The Rabzi Jebam Sepa Pota Le Takpare Sepa Pota Le Takpare Sepa Po Le Tin Si Chien Le Jan Sepo Tini La Tini Yungo Mato Pa Drupa Jona Mato Ngo Hisa Vasong Drupa Jona Mato.
Yeah. The eighth chapter in the text is an examination of agent and action. So in examining agent and action, the text says, agent is dependent on an action. Action too on agent must depend. And other than their manifesting thus, one sees no grounds which prove that they exist.
Le sepa pota le ni kunzo to mlam ta nang tsang du yo na yang yang ta par le ta sepa po ni ka ma do par jum sen kar re le sepa pote le la tu go gun do le ya sepa po la tu go be se na ram ne ma do par ram ne ma do be se na ran la ngo me par te ne ngo me pe tong ba ni re ya.
So agent and action occur in a relative context as a mere appearance, like in a dream. But neither of them can be proven to exist. And that is because you wouldn't have an agent without an action. You wouldn't have an action without an agent. The fact of being an agent depends upon the action. The action depends on there being an agent. And therefore, neither of these exists from his own side, since neither of these exists on its own side, neither of them has an essence actually constituting it, and therefore each of them is essentially empty. Why does the author present this argument in the first place? It is because the opponents of the Madhyamaka system say it doesn't follow this whole proposition you have that all phenomena are empty, because there are agents and karmic actions, to which the Madhyamaka proponent responds, this so-called agent and action you are talking about only exist relative to each other, and therefore do not exist in themselves, of themselves. They cannot be proven to exist, since they have no other kind of existence than a comparative one. And if one knows this, then one understands that in reality, or understood genuinely, they do not exist, they have no validity.
Ledan sepa po chujin, demba tropam, rangin chutupe junsin, rekpeche na mantongte, tendre nangsa yimbe serte. Sepa po yimba, le la tugu ba kangi, le yimba sepa po la tugu ba ser. Oh, tena.
If we present this in a syllogistic form, we could say, given an action and an agent, these do not really exist essentially, because they are mere appearances, they are mere interdependent appearance. Since agent exists only independence upon action, and action exists only independence upon agent. So if we take the case of a negative action, or a wrong deed, a sin, there can only be a sin committed if there is an agent. And for there to be an agent, there must be a sin committed. And therefore, since the two of them exist only relative to each other, they are not established as existing separately. They are not established.
Young geva sepa po lo tu gu gundo kare se na geva maru bungo ni geva sepa po trom gu gundo ni ka tu chig la trom na pension chig chig la tu ba se na tene ta sepa po ta le rang gi je maru par
ni ni ka
pension chig chig la tu ba
pension chig ya re pare For there to be an agent of a virtuous deed must have gone before. And for there to be a virtuous deed, an agent must be there. And therefore, neither of them exists since they only exist relative to each other.
Tetar Tad Dodana Leta Sepa Pote Kunzuk the Mulam Tavan Nang Sam the Tonayan Nelog la Madopare Nelogam Hilogam Yilongoma la Madopare.
So to sum this up in brief, there is in a relative context, a seeming appearance of there being agent in action, like in a dream, but when one examines the basic nature of each, one finds within the fundamental nature of each no proof of existence.
Then he led us up a madro peteve, a hirap chepe, cheta cheyaga, cheta, cheta junyaka nigasona, Joma, Malam Yendo, Jomata, Malam Yendo, Nansan to you, but Jumsin the Sambo.
Hello.
Hakusun.
Then to avoid the extreme of nihilism, which one might fall into when one thinks that neither action nor agent actually exists. To avoid that extreme, one should think of the way in which things manifest like in dreams or illusions. How can it be that things are mere appearances but are experienced as if they truly exist? How is that possible? It's like the mere appearances of happiness and suffering in a dream, where as long as one does not recognize that it is a dream, these states of mind, which are mere appearances, are considered to be real. But as soon as you recognize that you are dreaming, you understand that even though they look real, they are not.
Rabzi yele, Rabzi naba, tropa, demba jeba, som de dod, de tsikiri de dod tikimai.
So that completes the brief explanation for today of these four verses, the fifth, from the fifth to the eighth, each of them in verse form.
Dene sang, ho sang chudiru.
Mare.
Oh, sang tini meke zogla tawa, nawe dala nyemba tang, me tam bhikhing takpa tang, jeva tang, geba takpa tang. Oh, tini dunga su separe takpa yeti kikre. Dunga su separe. Dunga su separe.
Then for tomorrow, the following four verses, which deal with an examination of the sensory processes, an examination of fire and firewood, an examination of birth, aging, and death, which deals with the examination of birth, aging,